Hi, this is Andy, and I really want to say thank you for the overwhelming response I've had in the recent months to the voicemails I've been putting out on phoning and how to ensure you've got the right attitude when you come to making the phone call, and what the prospecting process is and where phoning fits in with that. I've shared with you the inviting formula. I've shared with you a whole range of examples of how to use that inviting formula with a range of different people. And I've been really gratified at the feedback that I've had. Everywhere I go throughout the country, people come up to me and tell me how useful these voicemails have been. And I'm really pleased because my mission is to help you become a professional networker and not let this opportunity that we have slip through our fingers. I hope as well that you've been putting into practice all the phrases that I've shared with you, all the ideas about the inviting formula, and that's helped you to approach people that you know, approach people that you don't know. It's helped you to develop your confidence and your competence in developing your skills, and so you've been getting the results. You know, one thing that I've discovered is no matter how good we get at learning what to say to people, no matter how skilled we get, no matter how experienced we get, there's still one group of people that for some reason we don't call. And I think the reason we don't call these people is because we feel intimidated by them in some way. And it's not that they are purposefully intimidating, it's just that there's something about them or the nature of the relationship that makes us feel intimidated. We feel somehow inferior in some way or another to them. It might be that they are more intelligent than us. It might be that they've got better communication skills. It might be that we feel they're socially superior to us, or they're more successful than us. It might be something as simple as they're older than we are. Or do you know what's really interesting, and this will be news to you if you're at the younger end of the age spectrum, if people are older, you know, they can find younger people more intimidating because older people tend to imagine that younger people are just a bit more hip, they know what's going on more, they know more about the world. So young people can be intimidating to older people, or it can be intimidating approaching them. It might be, though, that somebody's financially superior. They've done better in life. They've got more money. They've got bigger house, bigger car, bigger toys. And that can lead to a sense of being slightly on your back foot, slightly inferior. It might actually not be anything to do with the fact that we feel that they're superior in some way. It might not be that we feel intimidated by. It might be that the person we're thinking about approaching is influential in that they have a wide circle of influence and that people they know listen to them. And we're worried that if this person can't see what we can see, then somehow they'll ridicule us in some way and the word will spread. And we're worried about that. Whatever the reason, this concept of intimidation stops us from approaching a key group of people. And this group of people I call our chicken list. And I call it our chicken list because we are chicken to call them. In fact, usually we're so chicken that we don't even write them on our who do I know list. And we pretend we didn't know them in the first place. The key thing to understand about this group of people is, yes, we do find them intimidating. We find them intimidating, perhaps because we feel they're superior to us. But it is these particular aspects of their character that actually make them very good prospects. The very things that make us feel intimidated mean that we really need to approach these people because they have the kind of characteristics that would be good if they brought them into our business. For example, if they are a good talker, they have better communication skills, and we're worried that they're going to tie us up in knots. The fact they have better communication skills means that if they could see what we could see, they'd be good at this business. If they're socially superior, then maybe their circle of influence is socially superior, and they mix with people who have higher aspirations than average. And of course, people with higher aspirations have higher ambitions, and they would be good in your business. People who think bigger than the average. If somebody's successful, and that's what's intimidating us, then the fact that they've been successful in one thing means that they are made of successful stuff, and that makes them a good prospect. You know, if they're an influential person, the fact that they're influential, if they can see what we can see, then imagine how they will spread the word. So what we need to do is recognize that the fact that we find somebody intimidating defines them as a good prospect. What we need, though, is a form of words where we can approach these people. So it's a comfortable, simple telephone call that means that we'll be able to show these people our business. And I'm going to share with you exactly the words that I use and have used for a number of years now to great benefit in the next voicemail.